Erwin wondered in bemusement, arching an eyebrow at her. When he blinked again, the girl just disappeared from his sight. What the? Thanks to Erwin's well-honed battle reflexes, he just barely managed to dodge a lunge from Tom, the fencing blade passing his face. Bloody hell. Erwin needed to concentrate on his match. He took a deep breath to steel his nerves, got into a stance, and charged forward. He managed to slip past Tom's defenses and touch the tip of his fencing sword to Tom's chest. He just scored the winning point, making the final score 15-12. Bout, winner, Erwin Darling! The judge announced, waving his hand in Erwin's direction. Deafening cheers rose up from the stands and Erwin had to resist the urge to plug his ears with his index fingers. Darling! 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 Erwin removed his helmet while Tom did the same. There was a lopsided smirk on Erwin's face. He'd won the match. His final match. Erwin ran a hand back through his sweaty, short, dark brown hair to get a few troublesome strands out of his face that had been irritating him. Tom was grinning at Erwin cheerily, even though he'd lost. Brilliant match. He stuck his hand out for Erwin to take. Erwin took Tom's hand and shook his firmly. Hell yeah. Tom's happy expression turned serious. All the rumors true? You're quitting fencing. Erwin shrugged carelessly. I'm afraid so. Tom's eyes narrowed. Why? Another shrug. Fencing just doesn't interest me anymore. Erwin lied. Bollocks. Tom swore in a frustrated manner. I know you'll be back eventually, and when you return, I'll be waiting for our next rematch. But next time it will be at the Olympics. Sure. Erwin half-heartedly agreed before his attention was drawn to the stands where he spotted his two younger sisters, Joan and Michelle, waving and screaming his name. His smirk widened into a broad grin. His sisters were utterly adorable, and the apples of his eyes. Joan was 8 years old, and had the same boring dark brown hair he did. She'd pulled her hair back into a serious ponytail, and had a pair of thick framed glasses on her face. Michelle, on the other hand, didn't look related to them. She had blonde hair, which she wore in two pigtails, bright blue eyes, a round cherubic face, and a smattering of freckles along the bridge of her nose. Michelle was holding a stuffed pink unicorn. Erwin met their gazes and held up his sword in a triumphant pose. He then headed for the stands with purposeful steps, and watched as his sisters descended the stands. Once they'd reached the bottom of the stands, Joan and Michelle started towards Erwin. Out of the corner of Erwin's eye, he noticed that a man in a hoodie was approaching his sisters. He didn't really think anything of it until the man suddenly grabbed Michelle, who let out a surprised squeak. The man kept one arm wrapped around Michelle's waist while he turned to face Erwin and used his right hand to lower his hood to reveal it was Jim Graveson, an ex-fencer. Erwin had competed against him during past fencing competitions. Erwin recalled that Jim used to be part of his school's fencing club, but he'd been expelled from his school for getting into fights outside of club activities, and had been forced to quit the fencing club too. If he hadn't been expelled, Jim would have participated in the London Open and probably would have ended up in the finals against Erwin since he was a better fencer than Tom. It was no secret that Jim had liked to consider himself Erwin's rival. Jim was tall and had a lanky physique. His skin was overly pale and he had short, curly black hair. He was wearing a black Sabbath t-shirt, a pair of faded jeans, and some muddy sneakers. Erwin's fangirls probably would have considered Jim to be attractive if it wasn't for the glazed, slightly psychotic look in his eyes. Erwin gave the young man a confused look. Jim? Erwin? Jim drawled with a dark edge. Why are you doing this, Jim? Erwin demanded, trying to keep the panic out of his voice. Let Michelle go. Why don't you make me champion? Jim sneered, his lip curling in disdain. What? Erwin stammered in surprise. You heard me. Jim drawled, a glint in his gray eyes. Make me. Fight me with that sword you're still holding in your hand. I should have been the one to fight you today, not Tom. I would have beaten you and become champion. I'm the real champion of this competition. Erwin looked down at his fencing sword and shook his head in a helpless fashion. No way, mate. Jim reached behind him and pulled out a rapier, a real one with a long, thin, sharp steel blade. Jim put the edge of the blade against Michelle's throat. I said, fight me, or else little Michelle gets it. Erwin's amber eyes flashed with anger, and he raised his sword threateningly, even though he knew a foil couldn't really do much damage. Let her go, Jim. That's more like it, Jim crowed happily. When Erwin saw a thin-cut form on his sister's neck, he flew into action, lunging his sword forward. Jim moved his sword away from Michelle's throat to parry the attack, and their blades clashed. Michelle took the opportunity to bite Jim's forearm as hard as she could.